Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. After several hours of debate, Senate Democrats have passed a Health and Human Services bill along party lines. The legislation addresses federal cuts that will impact health care, including HCMC, outdated IT services in the counties, and food insecurity. The bill's author, Senator Melissa Wicklund of Bloomington.
We are doing in the short term what we can to protect essential services, and we're trying to live up to our values, which is that people should have access to health care.
Republicans like Eric Prett of Prior Lake tried to stop it.
You know, Minnesotans overwhelmingly support the idea of a work requirement. 71% in one of the recent polls that I saw. Madam President, Minnesotans and Americans are compassionate people. We want to help people out of poverty. We just want them to help themselves.
The bill provides $700 million in relief to offset the cuts coming from Washington. Minnesota's unemployment rate stayed flat in March, holding at 4.5%, while the national rate edged lower. Deed Commissioner Matt Varilek.
Minnesota gained 800 non-farm jobs, which equates to 0.0%, which is why we're terming them flat, essentially. And that's on an over-the-month, seasonally adjusted basis. If you look just at the private sector, we gained 600, holding even again at 0.0% during that period.
Meanwhile, Minnesota's labor force participation rate slipped to 67.6%, though it remains well above the national rate of 61.9%. Fire damaged AJ's Bar and Grill Wednesday morning in Glenwood. Fire crews were called to the scene around 10 a.m. Mutual aid from Villard and Starbucks helped contain the blaze, preventing it from spreading throughout the entire building. The business will remain closed due to fire smoke and water damage. Officials determined the fire was accidental, originating from a dryer. In other headlines, the Minnesota Supreme Court is upholding the murder conviction of the man who killed Madeline Kingsbury of Winona in 2023. 32-year-old Adam Fravel was found guilty of first-degree murder and other charges in the fall of 2024 and sentenced to life in prison. The state's high court rejected Fravel's appeal, ruling there was enough evidence to support his conviction and that it was a fair trial. The severe weather season kicked off this month in Minnesota. Assistant State Climatologist Pete Boulay says it started on April 13th.
We had another storm system brought the first tornadoes of the year. We had four tornadoes in south central Minnesota, but probably the most impactful severe weather event was on April 17th. We had five tornadoes in southeast Minnesota that caused some damage, and two of them were on the EF2 scale, which is getting a little stronger. We don't get those very often.
Boulay says tornadoes can happen in Minnesota anytime between March and November, and we've even had a December tornado. This is MNN.